Welcome to Unity of Tucson.
It's time. This is a summoning of the soul. The idea of it being time, it is a summoning of the soul. It's not just a lyric, but it is a metaphysical declaration. Do you feel like it's time?
Yes.
And so it is. Goodbye. So this is the only moment of creation, right here, right now. This is the only moment that exists. There is no past and there is no future. This is one of the things that kind of becomes fundamental in our metaphysical approach to understanding life. This is it, right here, right now. And if you are sitting on anything, if you are waiting for something to happen at some point in the future, accept that you get to create that right in this moment. This is the only moment of creation, and so let us live it fully, fully in integrity, aligned in thought, in word, and action, all flowing from the same spiritual center. What we teach here is that we are each and every one of us the center and circumference of the divine. We are each and every one of us the center and circumference of God. There's no place where God is not, and so we are part of that infinite wholeness. It is time, as far as I'm concerned, to accept that more wholeheartedly and let that be the point of view from which my life unfolds. How about you?
Yes.
To live in integrity is to be willing to be, as the song says, the universe in ecstatic motion, the blinding, shining diamond you've been disguising. Oh, gosh, what have I been disguising in my life? A consciousness of integrity reveals what is underneath all the stuff that we like to put on top of it, that we are divine presence, so let us stop playing small. It is divine shine time. That's the title of today's message, Divine Shine Time. It is time. It is time. It is time. Today is a day that we also, of course, honor mothers. And so, yes, once again, happy Mother's Day to everyone who has a mother, is a mother, has a feminine divine aspect that is flowing forth, that is a nurturing aspect, because that is part of each and every one of us. So let's honor the mother presence that is present within each and every one of us. And I am so grateful for the mothers in my life. I've had many mothers in my life. That's a whole other talk. But today is a day that on Mother's Day, I think we want to consider that we do honor that mothering presence in us all, that divine feminine aspect. I'm really in touch with my divine feminine. I don't know if you know that. It's time. But there is that aspect in each and every one of us, that aspect that is creative and nurturing. It is protective and restorative. We each and every one of us have this aspect within us. It is the radiant, receptive wisdom in us all, irrespective of our gender. So let's honor that. The divine shine is what happens when integrity meets divinity and says, let us be seen. Let us be seen. We are here to shine our light brightly. You know, Jesus said, it is not ours to hide under a bushel. We must place it on a hill so that the whole world can see it. We are the light of the world, each and every one of us. Last week, I talked a considerable amount about part of integrity, the idea of integrity, which of course is this the theme of this month, integrity. I talked a lot about that part of integrity being authenticity, that we have the capacity to express ourselves in authentic ways by being real and aligned in a consciousness of divine identity, essentially knowing who we are, remembering who we are at all times without fail. Are we willing to live within the construct of remembering who we are, even in the face of all the stuff out there? It's very rare that that almost happens. Many of us in New Thought are known as irreverent reverends. The idea of divine authenticity, of divine integrity, of allowing ourselves to shine our divine light is to ask perhaps this question: does what I say match the manner in which I am showing up in the world? Does what I say match the manner in which I am showing up in the world? If those things are in alignment, that is divine shine. But I think also it is important to understand that we are in charge of the manner in which we identify ourselves. We are in charge of the manner in which we say what we are. There are people who will say things that don't feel so good to the rest of us, but they're going to stand firm in that resolve that that is who they are, and they're going to show up that way. That actually is their divine shine. The challenge of that is that sometimes we don't want to be around those people, do we? You know what the good news is? You don't have to be. We are at choice to live infinitely in ways that are supportive and constructive in our lives. And so if something does not work for you in your life, be willing to bless it and send it on its way. I do joke sometimes that there have been people in my life for whom I have prayed for their highest and furthest. This divine shine, which I do equate that shine in some ways to that divine feminine. This divine feminine does not force. You know, when you sing the song, "Here I Stand in My Power," sometimes we equate power and force, and that song does not talk about force at all. It says, "Here I stand with the understanding of who I am to such a degree that it cannot be denied by myself or anyone else." That is not a forceful statement. It is an easeful, graceful statement. And if we are all willing to step forth from that point of view, that we don't need to force anything to happen, we can allow our lives to unfold gloriously, living in integrity. When we are living in integrity with it, our soul cannot help but shine. I just take that in because it just feels good to me. It just feels good to me. I struggled for a while with that aspect of myself. As most of you know, I am part of the LGBTQIA community, and this wasn't really part of what I was planning on talking about today, but it's coming up through me, so here we go. But I think about, you know, growing up here in Tucson. I was born and raised here in Tucson. I think about growing up here and the experiences I had growing up as a teenager in high school in the 1980s, which was a very challenging time for the LGBTQIA community in terms of what people thought about in the world and in this particular culture in this country. It was a challenge, and so I would hide my light. I would hide my light. Because how could I possibly allow that light to shine forth because of what I thought I might receive in response to that light that might be detrimental to my well-being? But I'll tell you what, when I finally, at the age of 18, decided that I was not going to hide that light any longer, boy, what a difference it made in my life. You know, I think it is often referred to as coming out of the closet. I think it may be better referred to as allowing our inner light to shine forth authentically. To let go of this notion that we need to hide anywhere inside a little room or inside a closet, we must allow ourselves to shine brightly and trust and know that the right and perfect people will always be in our sphere, and there will always be support, and there will always be magnificent love abiding in that interaction. The lyric of the song offers this: we need your heart. The whole world needs your heart. Your beautifully beaming, glowing, and knowing goodness. Are you willing to live with that as the way we lead? Are we willing to live beautifully beaming, beautifully, that's a hard one. Anna knows, I'm like, beautifully beaming, glowing, and knowing goodness. I think at the core, that is the truth of who we are. Here's the thing, we don't have to become the light. We only need to remove the dimmer switch. Now picture someone. So imagine, I sit in a lot of meetings. Sat in a big meeting yesterday. The board of directors here had a board retreat yesterday. We were in a meeting for what, 5 hours? Yeah, 5 hours. And I enjoy the experience. I know you're gonna think I'm crazy. I actually enjoy the experience of that kind of interaction, being in a meeting and like really chewing on ideas and allowing things to, you know, express themselves. Now imagine there's someone in a meeting that you may be involved in who has a great idea, and they think about sharing it, but they hesitate. They stay quiet. I've been that person. That's hiding your light. That is hiding your light. The idea doesn't disappear. The light is still there. It's just that we've turned that dimmer switch down. And we've lessened our own sense of self in that experience. And there's no reason we need to do that. You are valuable. What you think, what you feel, and how you choose to express it is valuable to this entire world. If it was not valuable or worthy, you would not be present on this plane of action. You are required for this wholeness to be expressed. Seriously, think about that. You are a requirement for this wholeness to be expressed. Stand firm in that resolve. Allow yourself to get rid of that dimmer switch and express and express and express. Fundamentally, this philosophy boils down to our capacity to be creative. And that's not just being artistic, but being creative in our lives. We are the creators of our experience. And so shine that light, that creative light that resides within you. One day, though, this person finally speaks up in the meeting. They're like, I have an idea. And the idea flows, and the room shifts. They didn't become the light in that moment. They always were the light. They just stopped dimming it. You know, I sit here and I think about that construct, and, you know, in a five-hour meeting with how many of us? There were 10 of us in that meeting. And I think, you know, in 5 hours, there's not a lot of opportunity to, well, there's actually a lot of opportunity to talk a lot. But I wonder how many people possibly sat there dimming their own light with ideas that came up through them that were seeking to be expressed through them that they held back. And if you were one of the people who were in that meeting, send me an email with those ideas that you sat on. That's what I'm going to tell you now. Isn't it time that we figured it out? The lyric says, it's time we figured it out. We've got to stop dimming to fit in and start radiating to serve. What are we serving? We are serving love. We are serving light. We are serving life. It's another day to be bold, brave, and unafraid. I love lyrics like this. I mean, I get so jazzed up by lyrics like this. It's like, yes, be bold. Be brave. Be unafraid. On my wall in my office, I have a wooden carving plaque that was given to me as a gift by the prayer chaplains of this community. And it says, to be yourself in a world that is trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. That is Ralph Waldo Emerson. And I really do strive to live from that point of view. But to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else, that can be a challenge. Because the whole world may seem to be telling you, dim your light. But it's time to shine. Living in integrity may not always be easy, and it may take courage to be consistent with that divine identity that we claim. And sometimes what is required in claiming and expressing and allowing that divine identity to be fully expressed is a no. is to say no. Sometimes it's a joyful yes, but sometimes it's a no. Either way, it is divine shine time. I want to tell you about a time that I had to deliver a no. I'm having some water because it's awfully dry in here. So I mentioned earlier that I was first licensed as a minister in 2011. And when I was going through my ministerial studies, I was working for my spiritual center as the administrator. That was I worked there for about 6 years. And it's funny because it has a very dominant place in my memory, so it feels like I was there for a lot longer. But I was only there for 6 years. I've been here for over 5 years now. And so it's like, wow, that was a pretty, well, all right. I mean, it's a very significant period of my life. And I remember in 2011, summer of 2011, I had completed my ministerial studies. I had written my written exam for ministerial. And I knew that I had passed that exam. By the way, that exam took me 8 hours to write. So I knew that I passed the exam, and I knew that the next step was to go to the intensive week and to go through an oral panel. I mean, it's like you're sitting down, you know, getting a degree, and you're being grilled on your thesis. So I knew that that was coming up. And my senior minister, the senior minister of my community that I was serving at the time as the administrator, we were driving to an event at another spiritual community. One of our colleagues was getting her doctorate. And as we were driving down from, I was living in Los Angeles area at the time. So we're driving from the valley down to Redondo Beach. And as we're driving down the 405, oh, the 405. Gives you a lot of time to chat. we're driving down, and I just kind of said, you know, there's going to come a point, I said to my senior minister, there's going to come a point where I'm going to have to resign as the administrator, because if I'm going to step fully into my identity as a minister, I can't continue to be the administrator, because it will be challenging for, I think, the community around us to acknowledge and accept that I am now a minister when they have only ever understood me as the administrator. And so there's me stepping forth and saying, no, I am not willing to continue with this. But no simply means next opportunity. So I was setting myself up for that next opportunity by saying no. Now, I was a little noncommittal about it on that drive down, but then I heard something in the ceremony, the doctorate ceremony, and it struck a chord within me. And as we were driving up, I said, I'm going to be submitting my letter of resignation tomorrow. I had no idea what was ahead for me on the other side of that resignation. I did not have any employment lined up. I had nothing. A little bit of fear there, right? Woo! So I finish out that time. I gave like 4 weeks notice. And then I had some accrued PTO, which allowed me to, you know, basically get right up to the week of my ministerial intensive and my oral panel. So it's pretty well cared for, totally fine. I go to the panel, I pass my panel, and we open up our letters. That was a time when you got a, they didn't just tell you, yes, you passed. You had to like get a letter the next day, and you open it up, and it either said you passed or you didn't. So I open it up, and it says, you passed. Yay! I posted on Facebook, I passed. And a friend of mine who was living in Toronto, who had been a member of that community, and was now a member of a spiritual community in Toronto, wrote back on that post and said, congratulations, our minister resigned 2 weeks ago and we need a new minister. It's time. I won't say that there wasn't a little bit of fear that came up in me around that idea, but I wrote back and I said, consider me a candidate. And that is what took me to Toronto, because I was invited to be the senior minister of that community. My ministerial panel was July of 2011. January of 2012, I moved to Canada. Resigning my role in anticipation of ministry ultimately allowed that new path to be illuminated. I do believe, this is my belief, had I not done that, had I not offered that next opportunity for myself, that opportunity in Toronto would not have presented itself to me. But I had to open up the possibilities for myself. We shine brighter together. We all shine brighter together. I think about the Christmas Eve service when we all lit our candles, and I watched the room slowly illuminate with all the candles that were being lit throughout the room, and how bright it got in here, even with the lights basically all turned off. We shine brighter together. Our radiance is communal. Can we accept an invitation to connection and cooperation over competition? Because that's another aspect of what it is to be shining our light and to be in integrity. It is time that we connect and cooperate and let go of competition. If we support each other in our shine, we inspire others to shine. That's the truth. Divine shine time is more than a metaphor. It's a calling, and it is time to stop waiting and time to start radiating. You are the light of the world, each and every one of you. Each and every one of us, we are the light of the world, and the world needs your brilliantly beaming, glowing, and knowing goodness right now. The world needs it right now. And so I invite you, as we complete this message here today, I invite you to repeat this after me. I answer the call.
I live in sacred integrity.
I am the light of the world.
I am the light of the world.
And it's divine shine time.
It is divine shine time.
Peace and blessings. You are magnificent. The home practice was referenced earlier. And if you are new to our community, I offer a home practice each week as a way to apply the message of the day into our lives. Because if this spiritual philosophy is not practical, then what's the point? It's lovely to think about ideas, but let's put them to use in our life. And so this is what I encourage you to do this week. Each evening this week, reflect on these two questions. Number one, where did I shine today? And number two, where might I shine a little more tomorrow? And then write down at least one way that you will choose to show up in integrity tomorrow, to shine your light from that point of view of wholeness. That's what I'm offering this week as your spiritual practice, and I invite you to take it and run with it and shine your light.
Hi, this is Reverend Jonathan Zenz, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast of my Sunday message. Your financial support will ensure that we can continue to offer this as an option for inspiration. You can make your tax-deductible contribution in any amount on our website, unitytucson.com. Once again, thank you for listening. You are magnificent. Namaste.